Isaac Montevardi, Handel, Iqbin Al-Kantabi, Darwish, and more. Join us on Saturday, June 13th, 7:30 p.m. at St. John the Apostle Church, 88th Patrick Street, Kingston, with guests Sadif Amini, Iranian Santur, Arzang Rafai, Iranian Tar, Abu Aram Zanidin, and Darbuka. Tickets are $30, available online at milosearlymusic.org or at Novel Idea.
Hey everybody, you're here with Jen on Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music here on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. And May 10th was Paul Hewson's birthday. Who's Paul Hewson, you say? Well, you probably know him better as Bono, the lead singer of U2. So I thought we would put together a show dedicated to U2 and a few fun facts about Bono, and then also listen to some songs from some bands that have been inspired by U2. But we're going to start out the night with some classic U2. I love this song. I heard it the other day when I was putting together this playlist, and it's been a long time since I've heard this song on the radio or at all. This is One Tree Hill by U2. We'll be right back.
twist and turn away. If you tear yourself into again, if I could, yes, I would. If I could, I would let it go.
Let it go.
That, of course, is Pride in the Name of Love by U2. And before that, we heard Bad, also by U2, one of the coolest songs ever to see live. We are listening to all things U2 this week. May 10th was Paul Hewson, also known as Bono's birthday. And so this is his birthday month, so we should celebrate U2 and then some of the bands that have been inspired by U2 over the years. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, and I am Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music. When I was younger, U2 were kind of just this weird indie band, and I had a kind of an older sistery type figure named Robin, and she introduced me to the wonderful world of U2, and I've never looked back. I've seen them probably 5 or 6 times live. It's been a while. I would have liked to have seen them when they played in Las Vegas a couple of years ago at the Sphere. I think that would have been really cool, but I have some cool U2 memories myself. This next song is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Really needs no introduction and is a total classic.
I
lying still. Said I gotta do something about where we're going. Step on a steam train. Step out of the driving rain, maybe. Run from the darkness.
That was Where the Streets Have No Name, and before that we heard Running to Stand Still, both by U2. We are listening to all things U2 this week because Paul Hewson, also known as Bono, was born in May, and so I thought what a better way to honor him. And then we're going to hear some songs that were influenced by U2 later in the hour. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, and this is Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music. Got two more U2 songs coming up. U2 have always been a little controversial and a little political in some of their writing, and this song certainly exemplifies that. This is Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2.
Close my eyes and make it go away. How long?
outside, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you. Without you.
That's the Cranberries and Zombie, one band that has repeatedly said that one of their big influences growing up was U2. I'm sure the fact that they're both Irish is a big part of it, but they're also very political in their writing. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, and we're listening to All Things U2 this week because of Paul Hewson, a.k.a. Bono's, birthday in May. Got a couple more songs before we close out the night. A few more people who have listed U2 as a main contributor to their sound and just the way they conduct themselves as a band or whatever, just a huge influence. This next song is by Coldplay, and this is Viva La Vida.
These memories out of my mind.
some kind of madness. It started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowing me whole. Yeah, I have finally seen the light, and I have finally realized what you mean. Now I need to know, is this real love, or is it just madness keeping us afloat? But when I look back at all the crazy fights we had, it's like some kind of madness was taking control. Yeah. Now I have finally seen the light, and I have finally
somebody. somebody, someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers undercover of the street. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody.
And there you have it. And that was Kings of Leon and Use Somebody. And before that, we heard from Muse and Madness. And you've been here on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. This has been Kaboom. I'm Jen. It's Friday night. We've been listening to all things U2. And I hope you enjoyed this little snippet into U2. And I hope you have a great weekend. And I hope you join me next Friday night or anytime on the website. Have a great week, everybody.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises.